MSW Media. Please join me in thanking our new sponsor, Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering you 18 free meals, plus free shipping on your first box and a free dessert for life at homechef.com/dailybeans. Hello and welcome to the Daily Beans for Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Today, John Eastman has been disbarred. Trump continues to attack the judge and his daughter in the Manhattan DA election interference case. Carrie Lake balks in a defamation suit against an Arizona election official. A judge has evicted the pillow man for failure to pay rent. New hires at the Republican National Committee are being asked whether they believe the 2020 election was stolen. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is going to keep the Texas Show Me Your Papers law blocked while it considers the case. And Democrats flipped a state House seat in Alabama by an impressive margin. I'm Allison Gill.
And I'm Dana Goldberg.
Happy Thursday, Eastman disbarment day.
Boop, boop, boop,
ooh, doo, doo, doo. I don't know, that doesn't really fit in a song very well. But
we don't have a jingle for that yet, but do we really need one when it's in our hearts?
It's going to be in my heart for weeks and weeks at least to come. We have been waiting and waiting for some sort of accountability for these crack and strike force and coup plotting lawyers. And he has been disbarred. The judge has recommended and ordered him disbarred. And let's see here. Let me just give you a little. John Charles Eastman is ordered transferred to involuntary inactive status. His inactive enrollment will be effective 3 calendar days after this order is served. Bing bong. So I imagine Pete and I are going to have a swear fest of happiness about this on this weekend's bonus episode of Clean Up on All 45 for patrons. It's a good day. And of course, I know that Andy McCabe and I will want to talk about this on the episode, next episode of Jack this weekend. I'm in Columbus. I'm here. So if you hear strange noises or the sound isn't that great, it's because it's Columbus, I guess. It's just, it's haunted or something. But I can't turn my air conditioning off for some reason. and they don't have paper. They don't even have a Bible here for me to write on, which would probably be against some sort of rules. I don't know. But anyway, Dana, how are you today?
I am doing well. I don't really know what to say. I'm doing a bunch of adulting today before I fly to New York again tomorrow, but it's been a good day. I mean, there's some good stuff happening in the news, and I'm here with you, and you're safely in Ohio. So really, what else could I ask for?
Yeah, exactly. Now, we do have a little bit of sad news. Senator Joe Lieberman has passed away at the age of 82 after suffering from complications after a bad fall. And so we're sending our thoughts to his family and his friends. I think there's going to be a service on March 29th. The Lieberman family has put out a statement on all social media, and I'm sure that you've seen the coverage of his life and legacy. Now, he was a co-founder of No Labels, and he was in the middle of trying to find a candidate for No Labels when this happened, this tragedy happened. So again, all I'm going to say is that I really am sending thoughts and love to his family and friends, because I know he was close with Joe Biden. He was close with John McCain, Lindsey Graham. He had a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle. He was a Democratic vice presidential candidate at one point, the first Jewish person, I believe, to be a presidential or vice presidential candidate. So that's, you know, may his memory be a blessing is what I can say about Joe Lieberman today. So that is a bit of sad news. So we do have a lot of other news to get to, but first we have some quick hits.
And to make a long story short,
too late.
Okay, first up, and this is pretty incredible. Congratulations to Marilyn Lanz. She won the special election for Alabama House District 10, a district where she, a Democrat who speaks openly about having had an abortion, was a startling break from the status quo, by the way. She won by 25 points in District 10. against the Republican opponent. They were running in a special election to fill the seat vacated by David Cole, a Republican who won it in 2022 by 7 points. That, Dana, is a 32-point swing to blue.
Love it.
It's huge. Now, by the way, the reason that Cole vacated that seat and then needed a special election, that Republican was charged with voter fraud. So that's why that seat was empty.
It's hard for me not to laugh at that last part. Mm. Thank you, AG. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, in a 2-1 decision, will keep the Texas Show Me Your Papers law blocked while they consider the case. This comes after they temporarily blocked it after the Supreme Court lifted the block last week. The Fifth Circuit says in their ruling that one of the reasons they're continuing to block the law for now is because it, quote, appears to run headlong into federal law, which is actually in charge of this shit. That's not what the quote says. That's what I say. That's, by the way, a quote from George W. Bush appointee, Chief Judge Priscilla Richman.
All right. Yeah. Very, very, very conservative Fifth Circuit blocking that law and saying they already see trouble with it. We'll continue to follow that story as we, you know, and you know what? You can also follow Steve Vladek, who covers the Supreme Court extremely well. So check that out. All right. We have more news to get to. Let's hit the hot notes. Hot notes. All right. First up, from Dara Gregorian at NBC, less than 24 hours after getting hit with a partial gag order in the New York criminal case involving his alleged falsification of business records and election interference, former President Trump repeatedly lashed out at one person who's not covered by the ruling, the judge. In a series of posts on Trump's Truth Social, he called Judge Juan Merchan biased and conflicted, while also taking aim at the judge's daughter for a second day in a row. Now, in a ruling Tuesday, Merchan noted the impending April 15th trial date and said Trump must refrain from making or directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses concerning their potential participation in the case, as well as about individual prosecutors and court staff and their family members. The order did not mention the judge and his family members, a loophole Trump exploited Wednesday. Which, that's what he does, right?
He'll find
the little crevices in your gag order and blah his way into them. Now, I don't know what that sound was. It's him like oozing himself into like loopholes. Okay, yeah, that's a vision that none of us need.
No.
Quote, the judge, by issuing a vicious gag order, is wrongfully attempting to deprive me of my First Amendment right to speak. Okay, I'm going to interrupt you right there, shithead. When you're out on bail, you no longer have a full First Amendment right to speak. Okay? To continue. My First Amendment right to speak out against the weaponization of law enforcement. That's what he wrote, saying the judge, quote, is suffering from an acute case of Trump derangement syndrome. They think they're so fucking cool with their TDS and they're using DEI instead of a bad word that they would rather use. Or, you know, when they say, let's go, Brandon, they're like fucking 6-year-olds in that, in like a stupid little fort and a club in the neighborhood, like high five and we're fucking cool. Like, say what you mean, you dumbasses. All right. So anyway, he should recuse himself from the case. The attacks continue. A pattern of Trump lashing out at judges and the judicial system on social media after getting an adverse ruling in court, as he's done previously. Trump also went after Merchan's daughter, who worked at a progressive digital marketing agency that has worked for many Democratic candidates. Quote, maybe the judge is such a hater because his daughter makes money by working to get Trump, one of his posts said. He also accused her of having posted a picture of him behind bars on social media, an allegation that appears to have originated from a Trump ally, far-right activist, and conspiracy theorist, Laura Loomer. The handle used in the X profile highlighted by Loomer had been previously associated with Merchan's daughter in 2022, but the profile Loomer shared said the person joined Twitter in April of 2023, the same month the far-right news outlet wrote critical stories about the daughter. So, Laura. An NBC News analysis earlier this year of Trump's posts on his social media platform, Truth Social, found his unprecedented attacks on the judicial system were frequently tied to developments in his court cases, and at times outnumbered his posts about his reelection bid. He stays up like all night, Dana, just like, it's election interference, America. I'm the victim. You know, it's just,
oh,
it's
his
ridiculous.
Last few posts are banana pants. I mean, oh. The spelling, the grammar, the words made up. I mean,
make America grest again, I think was in there. Yeah.
Misinformated or disinformate?
Disinformate.
Misinformate.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I know. Like, nobody's proofreading this shit. Trump's criticism often comes at a cost for his targets. Judge Marchand, Judge Engoron, and the judge presiding over his federal election interference case in D.C., Tanya Chutkan, have all received death threats, like horrible threats following Trump's complaints. Marchand cited his experience when he handed down his ruling Tuesday, blocking Trump from making comments about individual prosecutors, with the exception of the DA himself, Alvin Bragg, court staff, their family members, and jurors and potential jurors. While he didn't initially issue an order at the start of the case, the judge said he was acting now, quote, given the nature and impact of the statements made against this court and a family member, as well as district attorneys and witnesses, adding that, quote, given that the eve of trial is upon us, it is without question that the imminency of the risk of harm is now paramount. Trump's attorneys had argued in court filings that because their client is the presumptive Republican nominee for president, he, quote, must have unfettered access to the voting public to respond to attacks from political opponents, unquote. Marchand said in his ruling that Trump's public commentary in this case and others has gone, quote, far beyond defending himself against attacks. Quote, indeed, his statements were threatening, inflammatory, and denigrating. And the consequences of those statements included not only fear on the part of the individual targeted, but also the assignment of increased security resources to investigate threats and protect the individuals and family members thereof. That's what the judge wrote. So we'll see if anybody calls him out for this. I don't think he crossed the line. He found those loopholes, but there could be a modification coming. Who knows?
Absolutely. Thanks, AG. This is from CNN. Current and potential staffers at the Republican National Committee have been asked in recent job interviews whether they believe the 2020 election was stolen. That's according to two sources familiar with the questioning. Over the past few weeks, Trump advisors have asked current and potential RNC employees about their views of fraud during the 2020 election, with the question serving as an apparent litmus test for hiring at the RNC right now. Use of the question comes after the Trump campaign has effectively merged its operations with the RNC. The Washington Post first reported the substance of the interview questions. A key focus for Trump campaign and newly elected leadership at the RNC ahead of the 2024 election is election fraud. Much of that focus stems from former President Donald Trump's dissatisfaction with how the RNC handled claims of election fraud around the 2020 election. Quote, candidates who worked on the front lines in battleground states or currently in states where fraud allegations have been prevalent, they were asked about their work experience. We want experienced staff with meaningful views on how elections are won and lost and real experience-based opinions about what happens in trenches. That's what the RNC spokeswoman Danielle Alvarez said to, that's what they told CNN. Trump advisors have also told potential new hires that they should plan to move to West Palm Beach, Florida, where Trump's campaign is centered. The new hiring question comes as Trump continues to falsely claim, both publicly and privately, that the 2020 election was rife with fraud and suggest that President Joe Biden stole the election from him, a rallying cry that has united many GOP voters around him, unfortunately. Trump's relationship with former RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel largely fractured over the former president's dissatisfaction with how she handled alleged claims of fraud. Shortly after former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley exited the Republican primary and effectively made Trump the GOP presidential nominee, two Trump allies glided to roles at the top of the RNC leadership. One of them happens to be in somewhat relation. Trump's endorsed candidates, as we know, North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley and his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump. They were swiftly elected to serve as the organization's new chair and co-chair, respectively, at the RNC's spring meeting in Houston, Texas. Trump also installed two of his senior advisors, Chris LaVasita and James Blair, to serve in senior positions at the RNC. LaVasita took on the role of the committee's chief operating officer, while Blair was selected to help drive the RNC's political strategy. This is from sources familiar with the plans. That's what they told CNN. Both will continue in their roles as advisors to Trump's 2024 campaign.
Very interesting. And it's also interesting that, you know, I mean, this didn't come as any surprise to me. I mean, the whole Project 2025 thing is based on replacing tens of thousands of government employees with loyal Trump loyalists, right? And even before Trump left office, when I was still working at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and then shortly after I left, he was sending people out, interviewing them, asking them about their loyalty to Donald Trump. And then once he left office, when he was voted out, that's when he started preparing this, you know, working on this idea that you now have to, you aren't even allowed to donate money to me, he says, if you don't believe the 2020 election was stolen. Like, that's his number one litmus test for everything. That, and, you know, obviously loyalty to Trump. And I think that saying that you think that the election was stolen is a way, is a signal that you're loyal to him.
Sure, of course.
Now, next up from Howard Fisher at Tucson.com. In a sudden shift, Carrie Lake is now admitting she defamed Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer, her fellow Republican.
By the way,
I wouldn't put them in the same
party.
I
love this guy. I wouldn't either. And I love this guy on social media. His Twitter feed is magic.
It is. It's a really good.
He's doing a really good job there.
He is. And what that leaves is the question of how much she and her campaign will have to pay him. Richer said the figure is yet to be determined, but it'll be a lot. Quote, she's been lying the entire time. We have told her she's been lying the entire time, he said. Lake's surprise court filing Tuesday came as Richer's attorneys were preparing to ask a judge to declare her in default for failing to file an answer to his complaint, which was filed last June. Lake, in essence, beat them to the punch by conceding everything Richard alleged. Richer. I put a D at the end of his name for no reason. That specifically includes that she knew it was false when she claimed he sabotaged the 2022 election by having ballots printed on the wrong side of the page, I guess, and that he inserted more than 300,000 phony early ballots into the system. She said, yep, I lied. Richard declared her decision a total victory for him and his fight to clear his name of the charges that she made against him. Quote, it's now official that she accepts that all of this is a lie. That's what he told Capital Media Services. He said Lake knew she was lying because judges in other election cases that she filed challenging her loss in the 2022 race for governor found zero basis for either any of her claims about deliberately missized ballots or fraudulent ballots inserted into the count. Democrat Katie Hobbs defeated Lake by 17,117 votes. Quote, and now she officially will have a judgment entered against her for lying about me in connection to the 2022 election. That's what Richer said. That's pretty rarefied air. I don't think many people have that against them, so that's special. Yet in a video statement explaining her decision, Carrie Lake lied. She insisted her legal capitulation had nothing to do with conceding that her statements were wrong, even though her court papers admit that they were. Instead, she said it was a strategic move, allowing her to focus her attention on the campaign for the Senate. Okay. See, she said Richer and his attorneys were trying to tie her time up in lawsuits to keep her off the campaign trail. She's had since June of last year to file this. Quote, it's called lawfare, weaponizing the legal system to punish, impoverish, and destroy political opponents, she said. We've all seen how they're doing it to President Trump, and here in Arizona, they're doing the exact same thing to me. Bitch, you just admitted you lied to the court. In filing the suit, Richer said Lake, her campaign, and the Save Arizona Fund political action committee she used to raise money acted with actual malice. That's crucial because, in general, people who are considered public figures like Richer cannot get a defamation judgment unless they prove by clear and convincing evidence that the person making the statement knew it to be false or that the statement was made with reckless disregard for the truth. Lake initially sought to have the case thrown out, claiming her comments were mere rhetorical hyperbole and that they were never meant as statements of fact.
Good Lord.
The things I say, it'd be ridiculous for you to say they were facts. A trial judge rejected that assertion, a decision upheld earlier this month by the Arizona Supreme Court. That left only two options for Lake, go to trial or concede. With Lake admitting liability, what's left is figuring out how much she owes Richer, something Lake wants determined by a jury. Richer has claimed expenses such as additional security for his home and family, he said was necessary because of the threats they received, including calls for their execution. He also claims damages to his reputation. In admitting that she acted with actual malice, Lake also opens herself up to having to pay punitive damages. And these awards are designed not so much to compensate victims, but to punish those that are liable. That could involve subjecting Lake to depositions to answer questions about her decisions to make these comments. All of that evidence eventually will be presented to a jury that would come up with a number. This is a lot like E. Jean Carroll's damages trial.
Okay.
The judge determined she was defamed, right? And so the only reason they had a trial was to determine how much Trump owed her. Mm-hmm. Same sitch here, except Carrie Lake has admitted that she lied and did it with actual malice. And so this is going to be, it's going to be very interesting. And also you have to ask all of these people who sue, all these Republicans who sue people and then back out at the last minute when discovery might happen.
Sure.
What are they hiding? What is it they don't want to put out in discovery? Rudy hid a bunch of stuff in discovery. That's why he ended up having to pay Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss $148 million. Like, they just want to back out before they have to put up any documents.
Yeah, absolutely. And last, oh boy, I didn't want to see this guy in the news.
I saved this.
Talking about him, but you saved this for me.
I did. I saved it for you, my friend. You're welcome.
I love it. Thank you. This is from Star Tribune. MyPillow. MyPillow is facing a court ordered eviction from a Shakopee warehouse.
Shakopee?
Shakopee. That seems like that makes more sense. We're going to go with Shakopee. Hey. Someone correct us. Shakopee warehouse, after the property's landlord showed the company owes more than $200,000 in rent. A Scott County judge on Tuesday said she will approve the landlord's request to vacate the property after at least four default notices were sent to the Minnesota-based pillow maker after the last 6 months. The latest eviction notice says the company, headquartered in Shaska, is behind in payments for February and March, owing Delaware-based First Industrial LP more than $217,000 for rent and other charges for the facility located at blah, blah, blah. Now, quote, MyPillow has more or less vacated, but we'd like to do this by the books. That's what attorney Sarah Philo said, representing First Industrial. She said that in a hearing in eviction court Tuesday, quote, at this point, there's a representation that no further payment is going to be made under this lease. So we'd like to go ahead and with finding a new tenant. Okay. Chief Justice Caroline Lennon in Scott County said the court would issue the order as soon as it's submitted. MyPillow is still leasing a second manufacturing warehouse and outlet located in Shakopee. What did we agree with? Shakopee? Shakopee. The eviction is the latest in a string of financial woes for the company and its controversial CEO, Mr. Mike Lindell, who has said he's been drained personally and professionally since he became a national figure, spreading debunked claims, by the way, of widespread election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Neither Lindell nor lawyers for landlord First Industrial returned a request for comment. No representative for Mr. Pillow appeared in court Tuesday. Mom. Lindell claims his company lost $100 million in revenue after shopping networks and big box retailers dropped his products, as they should have, because he's a horrible human being. American Express has tightened MyPillow's credit. That's according to Lindell. And last year, the company auctioned off thousands of pieces of equipment and started subleasing manufacturing space as business declined. In January, Fox News stopped running MyPillow commercials in a payment dispute. A federal judge last month ordered Lindell to pay $5 million plus interest in an arbitration award to a software engineer who challenged data that Lindell said proves China interfered in 2020 election. Lindell has said he's appealing that decision, but that's what happens when you're like, I'll pay anyone $50 million or $5 million who can say I'm lying.
Yeah, he was like, prove me wrong, I'll give you $5 million. And this one guy's like, here you go. And the judge is like, yeah, you were wrong, you owe him $5 million.
I mean, amazing. He's still battling all kinds of lawsuits in state and federal court over his election fraud claims that threatened to bankrupt him. The largest lawsuit facing Mr. Pillow Guy, $1.3 billion defamation claim from, as we know, the voting machine company Dominion, has entered the discovery phase, by the way. So this guy's troubles are about to get a whole lot worse. Confidential documents and testimony will be produced over the next several months ahead of a trial, which may not begin until next year at the earliest. A second voting machine company, Smartmatic, is also suing Lindell and his company for defamation. That case remains at a standstill ahead of a court deadline set for Monday. In a third defamation case brought by former Dominion employee Eric Coomer, Lindell is asking the judge to dismiss the case and argues that Coomer, quote, cannot prove with clear and convincing evidence that defendants' statements at issue are false or that such statements were made with actual malice. So sort of what we just talked about in the last case. Coomer has said his life has been threatened due to statements Lindell made about the 2020 election. After Lindell's Minneapolis-based law firm, Parker Daniels Kibort, had to withdraw from the federal cases over millions in unpaid fees last year, attorneys from McSweeney, Sincar, and Kakaroff in Virginia, they have joined the case. All of them, apparently.
Not smart.
Nope. Good luck. McSweeney, I don't think Sincar, you're going to get paid.
Kakaroff. Yeah. Good luck. All right. Evicted. Bye. Oh, man. So many defamation cases going on. And that is, that's how the cookie crumb, that's how the pillow crumbles, my friend. So
yeah, sometimes justice takes a long time, but it is coming for Mr. Lindell.
It really does. This April 15th trial in Manhattan is for crimes that were committed 8 years ago.
Wow.
8 years ago. So
bananas.
It takes a long time, my friends. Too long, I think. Especially for well-to-do white dudes who can afford all this, you know, these appeal processes over and over again and who seem to keep continuing to get special treatment. Because if you or I, Dana, had said some shit, been arrested and said, been on out on bail and said some shit like that about the judge in the case,
mm-hmm,
you and I would be behind bars. So
100%.
All right, everybody, we have to take a quick break, but we will be right back with the good news. Everybody stick around.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, at the end of my day, I am exhausted. The last thing I want to do is cook, if I'm being honest. All the prep time, grocery shopping. It used to be that most nights I would just get takeout just because it was just so much. But that got expensive and not very healthy. So Home Chef has changed the game. They offer stress-free home-cooked meals that save you money and elevate your dinners without a hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. You get 18 free meals, plus free shipping on your first box and free desserts for life at homechef.com/dailybeans. Every week, Home Chef presents 30 different meal selections, addressing different dietary needs all across the spectrum and simplifying your kitchen endeavors. From traditional meal kits with easy-to-follow instructions and pre-portioned ingredients, to rapid dishes, ready in under 30 minutes. They have convenient oven-ready meal kits and the quickest microwave meals. Home Chef has a solution for every timetable and every taste preference and every dietary need. Furthermore, amidst escalating grocery prices, Home Chef not only offers convenience, but also financial savings, with customers reporting an average monthly savings of $86 on food. Home Chef ensures your family enjoys top quality, flavorful meals effortlessly and affordably, eliminating both the stress of meal prep and the burden of overspending at supermarket. Last night, I whipped up Home Chef's creamy garlic pork medallions in just under 30 minutes. The pork was tender, delicious, smothered in rich garlic cream sauce. There was a side of Brussels sprouts, which are like my favorite right now. Brussels are having a moment. Had broccoli jazzed up with like a honey Dijon mustard thing and crispy bacon. It was amazing. Topped with fresh parsley, seasoned perfectly. It was an indulgent yet very, very easy meal with only 14 net carbs. A true delight for a quick dinner, and I'm definitely ordering this one again. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering the Daily Beans listeners 18 free meals, plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/dailybeans. That's homechef.com/dailybeans for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
Everybody, welcome back. It's time for the good news.
Who likes good news, everyone? Then good news, everyone.
And if you have good news, confessions, corrections, you want to play what the fark is in your arc, send us a photo of an animal and we'll just guess that what color it is. That's what we're best at.
We're really good at that.
Mm-hmm. If you have a shout out to a loved one or a self shout out, I love self shout outs. I love shout outs to loved ones, shout outs to your kids, parents, spouses, anything like that, your partners, business people, people you work, like coworkers. Shout outs to coworkers are awesome. Small business in your area. If you don't have pod pet tax to pay, you can always send an adoptable pet in your area. We'll see if we can find a forever home for them. If you don't have a pet or an adoptable pet, you can draw us a pet and just send it in.
Please.
Yeah. Like the library in Massachusetts. And that remember that story where they were taking for late fees? You could pay your late fees with pet pictures, with cat pictures?
Yeah, pictures of cats. And all that taught me is that people that don't return their library books own cats. That's what that's what I got from that story.
We truly do. Or the cats
cat owners are book thieves. There's a direct correlation there.
Oh, goodness. If you have a thesis title, dissertation title, if you have a great story about VA healthcare or a student debt relief story, send that into us. Everything you can send to us, go to dailybeanspod.com. Click on contact. First up from Nancy, no pronouns. Hi, Beans Queens. I never miss an episode. I look forward to starting every day with you. Thanks for being such great traveling companions. My news is I got to travel to DC on Tuesday to participate in a direct action at SCOTUS during oral arguments for MIFA Prestone. I felt like 1,000 people were there demanding freedom for our bodily autonomy, the freedom to access reproductive health care, and to say no thank you to this conservative court's embrace of the extreme far-right agenda that would have all the people in this country with a uterus. Is that plural? Uteri? I think so. Barefoot and forced to be pregnant in Katie Britt's kitchen.
Well said.
It would have been number 7 for me, having made a bit of a habit, starting with the Kavanaugh hearings. Getting active enabled me to put myself back together after 2016. I can't overstate the healing powers of hitting the streets and making some noise. For my fellow beanies, for whom protesting or being arrested is not an option, fear not. The next best thing is canvassing or writing postcards to voters. For pod pet tax, I give you Nina. She fancies herself a panther, but she's really just a rescue from the Humane Society, though we haven't told her that. Also attaching my favorite arrest photo. Huge shout out to Center for Popular Democracy, who keeps us all safe when we're doing these actions. Thanks for all you do.
Ooh,
hell yeah.
Look at that arrest photo after the kitty.
Oh, I get the chills.
That is good. That should be framed on your wall.
Yes. That I agree 100%. Now look at the kitty.
Aww. Okay, now look at the kitty.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Thank you for kicking us off. This one's from Nicole, pronouns she and her. I love your pod. Listen almost every day and sometimes share some of the laughs with my disabled son. He's now a senior in high school in a reddish area of bright blue Illinois. I'm so happy my children are learning in school district, encouraging critical thinking skills to learn about civics and recent U.S. history. Attaches a picture of my joyful 17-year-old who was able to vote for Joe Biden in the primary because he'll be 18 in time for the general election. And look at that happy, happy young man.
That is joy right there.
It sure
That's
is.
So cool. I love it that you get to, like, you aren't quite 18 at the primary, but because you'll be 18 by the general, they let you vote in the primary. That's so funny.
So good.
You want to take the next one too, Michael?
Sure. It's like, yeah, I almost said a very inappropriate joke. I'm going to keep it moving. This is from Rachel, pronouns she and her. There would have been an edit, trust me. So I was listening to Clean Up bonus episode when you said something about Jack and the Beans. One, great band name. Two, would that make it Jack and the Beans Talk? with a little giggle face. Surely I'm not the only one to think of this. Thanks for being awesome, including a pic of Star for Pod Pet Tax. No need to guess. She's unmistakable.
Rachel.
Little corgi. I want to see the butt. Why isn't there a corgi butt picture?
Is that a corgi?
Isn't it?
It looks like maybe it's got...
See how bad we are at this? She's like, it's unmistakable. And I'm like, it's a corgi. And you're like, is it?
It's because I can't see the butt.
Now I don't know.
That's how I identify corgis, is by their butts.
Yeah.
And Rachel, I have thought of that. I was hoping like one day that we would be famous enough to have somebody do a podcast about our podcasts called Jack and the Beanstalk. Like, you know how they have podcasts about shows?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, was that somebody would do that. But yeah, I've thought of that. It's hilarious. Thank you so much for writing in, and beautiful puppers. Next up, Jeff, pronouns he and him, and Sandy, she and her. Our daughter, Kira, graduated from University College Cork with a Master's of Sociology and Sustainability and Global Challenges with first honors. Her thesis was titled Indigenous Perspectives for Equitable Climate Action. Fantastic. She chose UCC due to the ties between Ireland and the Choctaw Tribe of Oklahoma. We're incredibly proud of her, and we're happy to be able to attend her conferring earlier this month. Amazing. Amazing. Congratulations.
Look at the. Can we talk about the university?
Right.
This building behind her?
I know. It's fantastic.
That's right there.
Mm-hmm. But what a cool thesis.
Very cool.
Indigenous Perspectives for Equitable Climate Action. Great.
Love it.
That's amazing. You must be super proud.
All right. This one's from Deborah, pronouns she and her. Anonymous a story from the Pete and the Pokey. Did we decide it's poke or pokey?
Well, you can say poke or pokey.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with pokey just because it's a more fun word to say. Pete in the Pokey episode about revisiting the angels from the Mexican village that brought me to tears, as did the brave Arizona lawmaker story from Simply Stunning. When Anonymous mentioned cobalt, I knew that they were probably a kindred spirit in Colorado. I just want your Colorado listeners to know that Coloradans for Reproductive Freedom, Cobalt, is a coalition member, and the Brigid Alliance. The Brigid Alliance, also mentioned by Anonymous, is an endorser. Got it. Anyway, it's currently gathering signatures to get a measure on the November ballot to protect Coloradans' access to abortion once and for all. Here is the website where Colorado listeners can find out more, donate, volunteer to gather signatures, or just find out where they can sign up to petition, where they can sign the petition. We'll have that link in the show notes, but it's basically Coloradans for Reproductive Freedom. com. Much love to AG and DG for always giving the news in an honest and clear-eyed manner with much-needed dashes of humor and swearing.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much for that submission. Yeah, Pete and the Poke, the Pete angels from the Mexican village, yeah, and the brave Arizona lawmaker story for Simply Stunning. Great. Thank you so much, Deborah, for reminding me of those stories. Sometimes we do so much news here, you know, it's sort of gets put in the past, and I love to like think about everything that we've covered. It's a lot. Next up from Anon in Arizona, pronouns he and him. Good morning, Beanie Queenies. I have two good VA news stories I'd like to share. Both of my younger brothers joined the military straight out of high school. They're now in their late 30s. The first one did not re-enlist after his 12 years and a pretty high physical disability percentage. At the insistence of his VA doctor, he recently began seeing a therapist about suicidal ideation. After just a few months, not only has he had great success with that, but he's been so motivated, he's lost over 75 pounds. He has a much better outlook on life. While on active duty, my brother had some serious medical issues come up that he sure developed from burn pit exposure. It got so bad, he was medically discharged last year. Though he retains medical benefits, he was just a few years short of retirement. His VA doctor told him about some type of combat retirement and recommended he pursue it. A few months' work of paperwork later, he found out that he'll not only receive these benefits, but also back pay from when he left. His future is more secure knowing he can provide for his wife and daughter. AG, thank you for your work with the VA. Both my brothers are still around because of care they received. For my Pod Pet Tax, here's my boy Boomer, just after his neutering. he was sad he couldn't play with his ball, but then figured out how to carry it around in the cone. Now, he's not talking about the neuter.
I was just going to say, what a funny sentence structure. This is my boy right after he was neutered. He was sad he couldn't play with his ball.
Yeah, but he's actually.
But then figured out how to carry it around in the cone.
It's a tennis ball, you guys.
Look, oh my God, look at the second picture.
We both got to it at the same
time.
Good
for that baby. Good for him.
Look at that baby. Oh, thank you so much for that. Really great stuff about the VA. And yeah, and I hope you've also, the PACT Act, I hope that your brothers looked into that too for the burn pit stuff. I hope that y'all are receiving those benefits too. It doesn't change or impact what you're already getting from the VA. And there's a limited time to sign up for those benefits. And a lot of people are eligible for them. So it's something that you might want to look into, unless that's what you're talking about. But thank you for that submission. And thank you all for all of your submissions. And I will be back in your ears tomorrow with John Fugelsang, because our intrepid, amazing, wonderful friend Dana will be flying.
On a plane.
On a plane.
My second, third home. Fourth, fifth home.
Yeah, I think I watched that movie Up in the Air the other day, and I was thinking,
yeah,
Dana's up in the air a lot.
Yeah, there are definitely some people at security in different airports that are like, hey, good to see you too.
Totally. Yeah. All right, everybody. There's a new episode of Jack coming out on Sunday. I'm going to be in Columbus. And Natalie, I'm here now. Here I am.
Hey, pal, have a great show. Is it Friday night?
Yeah, it's Friday. Natalie's Music Hall. I'm looking forward to that. This is my favorite thing. It's been 5 years since we've all been able to hang out together, except for like the little one-off meet and greets that we've been doing. So I'm really looking forward to that, and let you know how it goes. We're gonna do our best to record it. We'll see how if we have any technical difficulties, but we record it. We'll share it with everybody as well. And yeah, that's all I have for this week. Do you have any final thoughts, my friend? Well, not this week. I'll be back Friday.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you're in Florida and for some reason this is the first time you're hearing this, I'll be performing at the Sunshine Theater on April 12th. It is my birthday. I'm going to be doing over an hour of comedy. You're going to want to be there. Tickets are on sale on my website, danagoldberg.com. And I just want to say, there's been a couple of people that have submitted through the Good News or the Daily Beans to try and book me for something. If for some reason you work at an organization or you run a comedy festival or you have a club, you can email me through my website, which is danagoldberg.com. Someone on my team is going to get it, and they're going to get it to me. And that's the best way to reach me. So I just wanted everyone to know. A couple messages have been forwarded on to me, and just know that I have them, and we will get back to you as soon as we can after these messages.
We'll be right back. All right, everybody. I'll be back in your ears tomorrow. Until then, please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Take care of the planet. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your family. But blue over Q.
And please take all that family with you.
All of them. We could flip seats like we did in Alabama's 10th State House District. Woo, whoop.
So
I've been AG.
And I've been DG.
Them's the beans. The Daily Beans is written and executive produced by Allison Gill, with additional research and reporting by Dana Goldberg. Sound design and editing is by Desiree McFarlane, with art and web design by Joel Reeder with Moxie Design Studios. Music for The Daily Beans is written and performed by They Might Be Giants, and the show is a proud member of the MSW Media Network, a collection of creator-owned podcasts dedicated to news, politics, and justice. For more information, please visit mswmedia.com. MSW Media.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.